Shep out of the shotgun, third and 15 from the Hornets 30. There's the snap out of the shotgun. Shep's going to run it himself. He's got a seam up the middle, going down the sideline. Shep is headed downtown, and he has one man to beat. It's by him. He's going all the way. Jaden Shep and the Hornets wide open game. My goodness, is it a track meet or a football game tonight?
Good morning. Time for sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right, and by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Of course, you heard the Milwaukee Brewers dropped a game last night to the Dodgers. The Dodgers advance on to the World Series behind three home runs and 10 strikeouts from superstar Shohei Ohtani. Well, during our sports report up next, we will have a look back at high school football from last night and also the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team doing something that hasn't been done in 50 years.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Are you ready? Jelinek Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home is warm, safe, and comfortable all winter long. From furnace clean and checks to new installations, we will make sure your system runs efficiently, saving you money on your energy bill all season long. Call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating today to schedule your fall clean and check or an estimate on a new energy-efficient furnace. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
It was the final night of regular season high school football.
Three men wide side, one man on the near side, and Shep will operate out of the shotgun, awaiting the snap from center. And there it is. He backs up to his own 35, rolls near side, throws on the run, caught by Dosh. He's got a first down, 45-40, in the Prairie territory. He's got a man to take him down the sideline. He could go all the way. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. How about that? Touchdown, Richland Center on the first possession. And the third play from scrimmage.
Our feature broadcast on the radio last night featured Richland Center and Prairie du Chien, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center football team lost on the final night of the regular season 50-30 against visiting Prairie du Chien. The Hornets led at one point 22-7 in the first half before the Blackhawks would score 43 unanswered points. With the win, Prairie du Chien wins a share of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at 6-1. They are tied with New Glarus, which held off Lancaster Friday night 21-18. Richland Center fell to 4-5 and 3-4 in the league. The first half was similar to a track meet. The Hornets scored two touchdowns in the first quarter. Brady Dosh scored on a catch and run throw from quarterback Jaden Shep that covered 60 yards. Prairie countered with a 65-yard run from Darian Jackson, who rushed for four touchdowns on the night. The Hornets would score again when Jaden Shep scampered 65 yards for a touchdown at the beginning of the second quarter. The Hornets drove to the 17 of Prairie, where they had a touchdown called back because of penalty. They then missed a 38-yard field goal attempt. Richland Center later took a 15-point lead at 22-7 on a Brady Dosh 31-yard run and a Shep 2-point conversion run. The Blackhawks would score three times in the last 5 minutes 40 seconds of the first half. Darian Jackson had runs of 6 and 1 yard for scores, and Caden Sutter threw a pass to Ashton Lant on a play that covered 69 yards. The Hornets turned the ball over on fumbles a couple of times, which helped Prairie on the night with a short field. Leading 28-22 at the start of the third, Prairie du Chien used almost the entire quarter before they found the end zone on a 4-yard run by Jackson. Sutter threw to Deacon Cheeseboro for the two-pointer, and it was 36-22. The Hornets only had the ball for 1 minute and 54 seconds in the third quarter. Jackson had one more run for 6 on a 10-yarder at the start of the fourth. fourth. Sutter threw to Lant for the final touchdown for the Blackhawks, and it was 50-22. Richland Center was able to score with a minute 32 left when senior Brady Dosh ran for a 9-yarder. Dosh was also good on the 2-point run. Prairie du Chien will now prepare for a possible home game in the first round of the WIAA playoffs following the 50-30 win over Richland Center on Parents' Night at RCHS on Friday night. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals, it was Dodgeville 22-20 over River Valley, Platteville a 42-22 win over Broadhead Judah, and New Glarus 21, Lancaster 18. The Ithaca Bulldogs pulled off a big victory in conference, 35-6 over New Lisbon. Other Scenic Bluff finals include Bangor 53-15 over Hillsboro and two shutouts, Brookwood 48-0 over Nisida and Cashton 45, Royal nothing. 3-6 Rivers finals, Iowa Grant defeated Riverdale 36-20, Blackhawk Warren Illinois 28-21 win over Potosi Cassville, and Wazika Steuben Seneca over Boscobel 66-6. Three finals from the SWAL. It was a close one. Southwestern East Dubuque 22, Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg 21. Darlington, a big win over Belleville, 42-21, and Mineral Point got by Fenimore, 39-36. Other scores from around the area, Ripon 35, Adams Friendship nothing. Sauk Prairie edged Edgewood, 20-7. Nakusa 44, Mauston 12. It was a 47-20 win for Mount Horeb Bonneville over Portage. Sparta shut down Baraboo, 44-21. Westby 8, GET 6. Aquinas with a blanking of Viroqua 49-0, and Reedsburg no trouble with Toma 51-19. The Richland Center Ithaca cross country team claimed a conference title Thursday in Platteville. The Ithaca cross country team has never won a conference title. The last title for Richland Center was 1975. Individual first team all conference winners include Owen Dreyer, the individual conference champ, Clayton Lee, Ryan Stadler. Individual second-team all-conference winners, Robert Budden, Sam Jones, Pearl Fretz. And the individual honorable mention all-conference winners, Grace Fretz. Congratulations to the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.